Guys, we have big news. Jade is a...
Behind Big Brother Podcast.
It's day 26 in the Big Brother house. My name's Vid and...
I'm Vibes.
And we've got quite a bit to talk about today, so we're gonna... Firstly, the Intruder show on Tuesday.
Well, Tuesday night in general, and I think we should rename it the night that Channel 10 deafened everybody.
Yes. I can still hear the beeps in my ears.
I was deafened for 20 minutes.
I had to mute the TV. I thought, oh, it's going to end eventually, but it just didn't. It just kept going.
I turned the TV off. It was literally making me feel sick.
I didn't think it was all that bad on the streams. Sure, they were swearing a lot, but...
Oh, no, not on the streams. On the television was the worst.
Yeah, I know, but they could have taken that beep off for a little bit. It didn't have to be kept on that entire time. They were actually saying some non-beep-worthy things.
Well, maybe somebody fell asleep on the center.
Yeah, on the button.
I think a few seasons back, there was sort of an accident when someone hit the dump button at an eviction, and about 20 seconds was cut out, and they went to commercial break. So maybe it was a similar instance.
Perhaps, but they were swearing a lot, so I understand some of the beeping, but just not all of it. Definitely not all of it.
Also, because I know a lot of the housemates, like John and Claire, they're all very boring, so maybe the guy at the censor button fell asleep.
Yeah.
That was so boring.
But it was good television, besides from the beep. I thought it was a great show, and Gretel kept saying, oh, we didn't expect it, and that was what made it so gold.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they didn't expect anything.
At first, they didn't cross back to the house because they didn't really know what to do, considering something unexpected had happened for once. But I'm glad they did. I must say, I'm pretty disappointed at Channel 10 for stretching it out over two other shows.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the OC or the Rove, but from what I heard, the updates during the OC were pretty...
They were just...
Pretty empty.
Yeah.
And the Intruder on Rove didn't even go in live.
No, it happened a few minutes ago, and Gretel said because of that beep, they didn't do it live because they didn't want to beep everyone again. And it only went for 3 minutes or so, only a tiny bit of footage, so people were waiting up all night for that. And on Up Late, that was better because there was no beeps because of their higher classification.
And I heard, too, that Gretel couldn't comprehend what the difference between Insider and Intruder is.
She got a little bit stuck. She kept saying that Michael's the Intruder. And everyone was just like, no. Gretel, just no.
But I'm really glad that I didn't stay up and watch that very unfunny man. So as for the Intruders entering, I was pretty impressed in the way they did Rob, calling the housemates into the diary room, and it was the point in the night where they would have least suspected Intruders at all.
Yeah, everyone, and Big Brother didn't say anything cheesy when he went there. He was actually...
And no stupid Intruder alert playing through the house. Oh, God.
I would have cried if that came on. But Big Brother actually did tell them off, and no one was expecting it. They came out of the diary room in a downer, and there's this person sitting in their lounge room.
Well, the thing is, at that point, no one... I'm pretty sure no one had been talking about nominations. Big Brother was just using it as an excuse to get them in the diary room. While they led Rob in.
I think Katie was talking about nominations because later
No, that was later.
Oh, okay. When they came out, it was just gold, all the expressions on their faces, because they didn't expect it because they were so overwhelmed with all this Michael stuff that no one was thinking Intruders, anything like that.
How funny was Katie's reaction when Danielle came in?
A whole of Tuesday night with the Intruders going in was done very well, and congratulate Big Brother on that. But more house footage was needed. Definitely when Gretel was just talking, saying, wow, we didn't expect that. Who gives a shit? We just want to see the house.
And speaking of footage, there's so much that they couldn't have put in the Daily Show.
Yeah, that's one thing I was a tad annoyed about. I know they couldn't put everything in, but they did cut a heap out of the Daily Show, and they replaced some of the footage and mismatched it all around. People who have watched it when Anna was crying... They were playing Michael talking to her, which didn't happen at the same time. That happened maybe 10 minutes later. Anna was crying sort of by herself. No one had noticed for a little bit. And when they did it on the Daily Show, they mixed and chopped and put it all together. So it looked like Michael was actually talking to her when she was crying, but it didn't happen until a lot later.
That's one thing I've noticed over previous seasons. There's so much happening in each day in the Big Brother house this year. It's really difficult for them to show it all in 30 minutes. I think it's I hope it's a preemptive to start making it a 1 hour daily show.
It could be done, I think. And I don't think they'd lose ratings by doing it.
Well, this season, it could easily be done. There's enough footage and enough stuff on in this house to have it in a 1 hour daily show.
And they can just kick some shows off their show lineup. Who cares? No one will notice.
Get rid of Friday Night Live.
Oh. The way Big Brother outed Michael was superbly done, I think. It was exactly what I was hoping for. Big Brother saying, you know, there's an insider in the house, straight to the footage before they could start gossiping about it, thinking who is it, oh my God. Just went straight to the footage, knew straight away it was Michael. The pillows started flying, the tears came out. everything was just happening, and I think that was done the best way it could have been done.
My guilty pleasure was that I was enjoying Michael's humiliation. I don't like Michael. But then he responds with his cheesy smiles and non-stop talking and his, oh, it was just interesting. Every time he gets caught out on something, oh, it's interesting. It's interesting to see your reactions. Whatever, Michael.
He couldn't back himself up at all. And he was trying to do it by doing his cheesy smiles. And then he realized, wow, everyone's really pissed off with me.
And telling Crystal off.
Yeah, that was...
What's up your ass?
Well, we already know how you feel about that from your avatar on the forums. But when I was watching that, I watched it this morning, I was just looking at him going, what are you on about? She was asking a question. She just wanted to know why you're a lazy...
She did have some sarcastic intentions, but I mean, it was a pretty valid question. And have you noticed that Michael, when he talks, he just goes around in circles. He repeats the same thing about 3 times. I got really bored of him saying, look, we're going to have a talk outside. We'll have a talk. Yeah. I don't want to confront anyone else. I just want to talk one-on-one so that none of the other housemates have to see my humiliation or see my weaknesses. Get over yourself, Michael. Okay? Yeah,
he didn't handle that very well. But as much as I dislike Dino, I have to say he backed Crystal up. When that was happening, he said, I hope you were joking or something along those lines, because he, along with everyone else, was just thinking, what the hell are you on about, Michael? She was just asking a question. I liked Dino for that split second, just there. That was it.
For that 10 seconds of footage. It was funny because normally Michael is Dino's lapdog, in my opinion, and I posted about this on the forums. Michael usually goes and reports everything he hears to Dino.
They're bitching club, like I was saying.
Yeah, and agrees with everything Dino says, just nods along, doesn't think for himself. It's the same as from last year, Dean and Logan David. Just whack an O onto the end of his name that we got this year.
Continuing with our anti-Michael rant, when they showed it on yesterday's Daily Show, him throwing the shoe and things like that, I was just laughing, even though he was clearly upset or angry or whatever he was. I just pissed myself laughing. He did the full, like, javelin throw of the thong against the wall. And then he took the other one off and threw that one again just to get a little bit more effect. It was really, really good. And then Dino came back again, another split second where I liked Dino and said, you know, don't throw the shoe, stop acting like a tool. And Michael was just a little bit stunned by that. He was like, what's going on? I thought Dino liked me.
He was acting like a baby, but it was good television, so keep doing it, Michael.
Yeah, keep having a spaz.
On Tuesday night, I was utterly disgusted at David's reaction to Rob, his initial reaction.
I thought his initial reaction, I was overwhelmed by the funny side of it. Everyone's saying, oh, he's so rude to David, but then when I was watching it, he looked, what the hell is this person doing in my house? But he was the first one to go and shake his hand and say hello.
It was out of sort of farm boy courtesy. He shook his hand and then he isolated himself from Rob.
No, he didn't. Someone pushed him out the way. One of the girls started pissing herself laughing, you know, because it's exactly the person who David, you know, it's a homo.
No, but that's the whole thing. David then went on the ante and started joking about how he has another faggy fag in the house. I thought his self-loathing behavior was pathetic. Yet another post I've made on the forums.
But he was upset with Michael, and then I think that just perhaps made him even more upset and angry.
No, look, he has every right to be upset at Michael, but his attitude towards Rob was just not acceptable. In the first week, he was all about representing the gay community in the house, specifically gay farmers. But then he's confronted with another type of gay guy who's more feminine, and he immediately goes on the ante. And it's the same type of prejudice and discrimination that you get from homophobia anyway.
Yeah, but it didn't last. I acknowledge that it was there, but it didn't last that long. Later on in the night, I'm enjoying having him in the house. So it was only for that tiny, maybe an hour or two. I know it was still there, but it was only the hour or two where he was anti-Rob. And I think the way that Big Brother set up all the footage of Rob, it was all very subtle that he was gay. And then he's gone to the house, and my perception of him is completely blown out the window. He's not the person who this footage made him out to be. He's not actually that queen, like I said.
No, he is effeminate.
He is feminine, but not as much as I expected from the footage that I'd seen.
No, because in a situation like the Big Brother house, you have to start getting along. David has started talking to Rob because they're in an enclosed space and being watched. In the outside world, if David was confronted with Rob, David would probably have gone the other way and not made any effort to get in touch with Rob. So in that way, I think David is a walking contradiction. I found it pretty funny. We had a poll on the front page saying who would be the most shunned housemate. And most of people who visited the website voted that Rob would be the most shunned intruder slash housemate. And now we have a new poll. Now that you've actually met the intruders, which one do you like the most? And surprise, surprise, Rob's in the lead. Followed by closely by Danielle. And Jade is just nowhere. She's on 9%.
84 votes. But that's what I was saying about how Big Brother had sort of constructed the footage of him. To me, it was very subtle that he was gay and he was going to be a queen in there. And then now, he's completely different.
He totally dominated the situation with Michael. Here we have Michael acting like a bloody child. He walks out into the kitchen and Rob sort of just grabs him there in place and starts giving him, I don't know, a compressed 30-second counselling and then...
Over it.
Yeah.
Let's keep...
Rob did it. Rob smacked childishness out of Michael instantly.
It was pretty amazing because Rob didn't know what was going on in the house. And the first thing he saw was them coming out of the diary room. He had no idea.
But people sure do hate Jade for one reason or another. I don't know. I don't see what the problem there is. She had bad publicity photos on the official website, and that's why everyone doesn't like her. That's what I think.
And she hasn't had any footage. Although there was only a tiny bit of footage available from yesterday for the Daily Show. There wasn't that much on her at all.
I would rather see Danielle be voted out. She just looks like an empty stick figure. Jay's the one that's being entertaining, and she's forming a really close relationship with Katie, which I think might help in saving her. But Danielle's just fluffing around the house talking about her hair curler or whatever. Who cares? Who cares about your hair curler, Danielle? Don't you have anything more interesting to say?
No, she doesn't.
Vote her out.
When the intruders came in, I thought it was great how Anna really took them under her wing, especially not really Rob, but Danielle and Jade. She was showing them around the house, and she was generally trying to be their friend and get to know them.
That's because she doesn't have many friends in the house anyway.
Yeah, well, it could have been that. And also she wanted to get over this whole Michael thing because, you know, it was upsetting her.
But Karen snapped up Danielle. Quick, smart.
Karen?
Oh, whatever, Crystal.
Same thing.
One of the ones with a boob job.
Oh, yeah. Snapped up who, sorry?
Danielle. She did. As soon as Danielle walked in, Crystal ran up. Let me give you a tour of the house. Let's talk about curling irons. We're girls, yeah.
Want to touch my boobs.
Oh, you're 18. That's good. I'm not a baby anymore.
This week, Camilla, Ashley, Anna, Crystal and David are nominated for eviction on Sunday. Personally, I'd like to see Crystal go. I don't think she's going to, but I would like to see her gone. She's sort of come out even though, now that her mum's gone.
If we're
going
to base this on how much people are contributing to the house, Ashley's got to go. Because Crystal has that whole anti-factor with Michael at the moment, and pretty much anti-factor with all the other boys, which is pretty interesting to watch, because it makes the boys look like crap. What has Ashley done? He sits in the sauna and goes, yeah, that new chick is hot.
And flashes his butt crack around.
And farts. Why did they include that fart at the end of the Daily Show the other day?
I don't know.
Totally unnecessary.
I wouldn't like to see Camilla gone. I really think she's come out of her shell recently, and because she's becoming a very valuable housemate, especially for footage on The Daily Show, uncut, up late. Whenever the camera's on Camilla, it's always interesting to watch, and I definitely don't want to see her gone just yet.
She's one of the most mature and smart housemates in the house, I think. Whenever she does talk, it is something half intelligent.
Amazingly.
Yeah.
But even when she's not talking about intelligent things, they're funny or they're interesting because we don't know about them. But I definitely do not want to see Camilla gone, but I'm afraid she's going to go.
Unfortunately, the voting is sort of ruled by 13-year-old girls with mobile phones.
Yep.
So, oops, I said a sponsor. We'll have to bleep that.
I reckon she'll be voted out because of her looks and people were thinking, oh, she was such a bitch in the revenge room. It was for revenge, everyone. Get over it.
How many of you can say that if you were voted out by other housemates, you wouldn't want to get some sort of revenge?
And you saw who nominated you.
So apparently we're getting a new insider, although no one can be sure.
Everyone's sort of saying, who is it? Is it Michael again? There's been questions about it being John, because Michael said to him, oh, you should be the new insider. And I think Gretel mentioned something about there being a new insider. She might have just been confused.
Mike Goldman said something big was happening on Friday night during one of the shows, but he did say it would be a world first. So obviously a new intruder isn't going to be a world first unless they try and...
New intruder, you just did a Gretel.
Oh, damn it.
A new insider is not going to be...
New insider.
Well, we can guarantee it's not going to be a world first anyway.
It would be quite interesting if they had, say, David. Oh, imagine it. He'd have a nervous breakdown.
I hope it doesn't get cast on The View as though. I hope we don't have to nominate. I hope it, Big Brother just says, you know, a housemate to the Diary Room. Bang, it's them.
Imagine if Big Brother got the housemates to vote on who should be the next insider. And then they'd be totally thrown into...
Gretel.
They'd eat each other up with suspicion. Especially Crystal. Crystal would go manic.
We already saw what the arguments were like when everyone thought it was Michael. So it'd just be like that, 24/7.
And everyone would have fake sons.
Yeah, everyone would have fake sons, kids.
We're going to be seeing the fourth female be evicted from the house this Sunday, which goes to prove my 13-year-old girl point.
I don't want a house full of guys, though.
2005 all over again.
I want some girls in there. They're interesting. Keep them in. Vote out Dino.
That was subtle.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think there's going to be an intruder eviction? Do you think they're going to knock one of them out like they have every other year?
Possibly not, because three people have left the house and they're sort of being replaced by these three intruders. And there are those rumors that Big Brother 6 is going to run for longer than ever.
Well, we're almost back to square one.
We are back to square one. The rumor is that it's going to be running for 120 days this year.
And there haven't been any promos for... anything intruder evicting-ish yet.
I'm hoping there won't be a vote because that means Jade will be kicked out.
Is that a shame?
Yes, because Jade and Rob are the ones with personality and Danielle is the empty airhead with the curling iron. Well, lack of curling iron. We know who's going to be evicted. Who do you want to be nominated?
Michael will be nominated and I don't care. I hope he is.
Do you think if he is nominated that he'll be evicted?
I don't know what that... public perception. I haven't looked around that much to see what people think about it. I think it probably is 50-50.
His betting odds did take a dip, but they're not that low. He has a better chance winning the series than Dino and Anna at the moment.
If we asked who's voting him, it would be because they haven't seen the real Michael, because he's been this insider.
Oh, whatever. I'm so sick of people using these catchphrases. Haven't seen the real person.
Personally, I don't care.
He's playing the game. He's under the radar. Oh, cram it up your ass. I have the feeling that the boys will gang up on Crystal and nominate her.
Why?
Oh, well, it's a whole Dino-led thing, isn't it? He has this ongoing grudge against Crystal. And he sort of spreads his anti-Crystalness over the other guys. Much the same way Dino did it last year with all of the girls.
But he did back her up the other day, so maybe he's growing on her.
Well, that was probably because he was sort of in the heat of the anti-Michael moment.
We'll leave you with some of the voicemails we've received over the last couple of days.
This first voicemail is absolutely great. Thank you to whoever sent this in.
You might want to turn down your speakers a bit.
And thank you to your class for calling in and letting us know your thoughts on Big Brother.
Hello, who do we like?
Hello, this is just an explanation about that previous message with the shouting. That was my class of lovely 25, 10-year-olds who are very enthusiastic about Big Brother, and I thought I'd share it with your audience. Thanks.
Thanks for listening, subscribing, reviewing the podcast, and we'll be back next time. And do tune in, because in this podcast we have a few new features, like the...